Confucius said, the most visible is something invisible. There are many proverbs, oriental proverbs, the same kind. In Japanese, firefly without voice burns its body with insurgent rather than scatter, which is noisy. This is the same meaning. Firefly burns itself by its insurgence rather than noisy scatter. Scatter. There is no insect scatter. This kind of idea is very oriental. You say Japanese culture. Shibui. Shibui means not conspicuous. Just common and not colorful. And it express deep taste. I think those idea is originated our practice. If you want to keep the tradition or culture or heritage, this point is very important. We say this kind of effort is to accumulate unknown virtue or unknown merit to do something where nobody notices, to do something fundamental, to devote ourselves mostly a fundamental work, to set up the foundation. It's the most variable work. And if you want to devote yourself to some fundamental work rather than visible, conspicuous work, we have to work with far-reaching plan or far-reaching eyes. The far-reaching eyes, we say, kenshiki. This is very important word in Japanese, kenshiki. Kenshiki is to have far-reaching idea. Not temporal work. Even though we compete our merits in the realm of visible world, your work will be neglected before you die even. So we have to work for our descendants, for future generation. And we must be proud of doing something which people usually do not realize its value. When you work, devote yourself in this kind of work, you have eternal life. But if you are occupied by nearsighted idea, you will lose your value, and you will not find out the composure of yourself. In Japan, many and many religious heroes devoted themselves this kind of work. They confined confound themselves in limited work. We say do you know Japanese bar in which we keep a container for shoyu sauce, made of wood with bamboo ring tied up, wood, piece of, it is made of piece of wood. My pronunciation is not good for this. That is very difficult to say for me. Anyway, the piece of wood does not, work as a container without bamboo circle or bamboo ring. If we have ring, on our head, we can work. But if we have no ring on our head for ourselves, we will lose the meaning of existence. If you are very clever and capable, you can do anything you like, and people will ask you many things. But if you do various things, if you try to accomplish many things, you will not accomplish nothing. You will be just a tool of people. If in that way, if you can really help, if you can help others completely, it may be all right. But if you want to help others in its true sense, it is better to devote yourself for some limited things. If you help them when you ask, they will feel very helpful at that moment, at that time. This kind of help is rather superficial help and casual, help. If you want to help people, you have to devote yourself for some particular thing, and you have to help others with full confidence in your work. Then you can help people spiritually and physically. But if you try to help superficially, that help will sometimes or most of the time spoil people without helping them. But you will spoil them, just spoil them. And mutual help of this kind is will result depravity. So it is the same thing with religion. Even though you compare various religions, and you take good points out, points from various religions, but if you seek for too much honey from various flowers, which is not necessary for you, you will be spoiled by honey. A little bit honey is enough for us. There's no need to be greedy. If it is true, a little bit truth, a faint idea of truth is enough. And you should devote yourself to the truth you have, you saw completely. Then you will find out the true meaning of the truth. It is not matter of which is good or bad. It is matter of whether you devote yourself to the truth completely or not. This kind of idea is very special to Japanese culture or Oriental culture. In Lotus Sutra, Buddha said, to lit up just one corner, not all the world, just to lit up, to make it clear, just where you are. Ichigu or terasu. Ichigu is one corner. Terasu is to lit up or to shine. One corner. This is very valuable point. Important point in our practice. It does not mean to be, you know, to be negative or to be narrow-minded or to be sectarian. It is a way it should be, and everything exists in that way. Bamboo cannot be a pine tree at the center. Bamboo is always bamboo. So bamboo is variable. Bamboo and mixture of bamboo and pine tree serve for anything. Because bamboo is straight, pine tree is crooked. So bamboo is variable and pine tree is variable. So there is no need for us to be famous. To be useful. The first of all, we should be, each one should be he himself. Then we will find our world very convenient. If we try to be the most famous and most useful and most powerful, everyone will lose the true meaning of existence. So, we say, when you become yourself, then become Zen. When you become you, when bamboo is bamboo, that is Zen. When a tree is a tree, that is Zen. If so, we have to realize our inmost nature as a being, our inmost request of ourselves. Inmost request works for every existence. In the same way, but as each existence different from the other existence, even though the inmost request is universal, the way of expression should be different. The other day, we thought of for a completed a big building at Sojiji Temple. For the memory of the fifth patriarch from in Japan, Dogen is the first patriarch. And fifth one, a fourth one, which is Keizan Genji. And the fifth one is Gassan Genji. Gassan Genji had many good disciples. Sometimes we count 25, sometimes we count 10. Anyway, he had many disciples. When Keizan Genji saw the fourth patriarch, Gassan Genji, the fifth patriarch, saw the fourth patriarch, Gassan Genji, Gassan Genji was very good, but Keizan Genji did not allow his transmission. But and he gave him some question. Have you seen the double moon? Double. He couldn't understand what did he meant. And he studied and studied and studied for many years. Many and many years. And he could understand what did his master meant by double moon. Although our inmost request or nature is the same, our way of expression should be different. It should be double. It is, you know, when I devote myself to my inmost request, you will understand how I how hard I make my effort to express it. Here we have mutual understanding. Here we have mutual understanding. But the way you express and I express is not the same. Because it is not the same, and it cannot be the same. We can respect each other's effort, and at the same time, we can feel, we can tell, we can realize how difficult it is. That is mutual understanding. Here we have double moon, not single, not the same moon. You may say the moon. We see here in America the moon. They will see at in Japan. Maybe the same. It's the same. But it is not the same. It is double. Oh, I don't know how much, how many moons we will see. But the feeling of the seeing, observing the moon is the same. Even though sometimes when we see the moon, we'll see with tears. Sometimes we will see the moon with joy. But the moon is the same. Here we see the double moon. It should be double. But the moon is the same. So as long as you are caught by the single moon, which is always same to everybody, we cannot see the true moon. You are seeing the painted moon, which is always same. There's no meaning to it. We say white bird, bird, a white bird in the snow. You cannot see the white bird in snow, but still, bird exists. When we devote ourselves in true practice, our practice is not visible. But this invisible effort, accumulation of those invisible effort, will build up your character. And you will obtain the power to be a master of the surrounding. As long as you are chasing after just visible thing. You will never understand the meaning of our life. Now this is how we devote ourselves to our way. I understand your point, you know. To see, if you want to see double moon, the, you know, the power of let me put in this way. When you unless you have eyes to see the double moon, you cannot see it. And as long as you observe the moon, just an object of your eyes, you cannot see it. If you want to see the double moon, you must have, you must build up your character, and you must have the power to observe the double moon. In other words, you, through your practice, obtaining your power to observe it, you can see the double moon. As long as you just seek for, just figure out what is double moon. Is this moon is this moon is this way of observing moon is right or wrong in this? You cannot see it. When you are quite sure, you know, in observing the moon, you can see the double moon. Even though you say that is just moon, not double moon. I may say, for you it may be the single moon, but for me it is double, I may say. If someone say it is double, I may say, no, it is single. Doesn't matter to me whether it is double or single, because I'm quite sure about my eyes. So when it is, when you are quite sure with yourself, or when you own your eyes, as a sense organ, as you a sense organ, you can see the doubling. But when, as long as you are enslaved by your eyes, you are, you cannot trust your eyes. So, if someone says that is double assuming, you wonder. You cannot trust your eyes. Do you understand? This kind of strength can be acquired by your own effort, not others' effort. Even though I explain it 1,000 times, it will not help you unless you yourself make your effort to be sure about yourself before you believe in yourself. You cannot see the double moon. Actually, double or single doesn't matter. That is double. So as long as you are proud of your practice. To be proud of your practice is you are still relying on something, someone. Because you rely on others, rely on the reputation, you are proud of yourself. If you are quite independent, you are not proud of anything, of yourself. So, the fifth patriarch in Japan, rather proud of his deep understanding of Buddhism. So, Kasanzen did not accept him. No. Not yet. You cannot see the double. When you forget yourself, you have full strength. Do you understand? You understand this psychology? It does not mean to be lazy or to become wood or stone. That is Zazen. Then you are alive, and your mind is not working, but you are fully. You are in full activity, but your activity is not rely on anything. That is not that. Okay. Did you understand? Don't say curious to know.
Well, I don't have to, but we're having this thing. It's sort of a sort of question. How did this patriarch become a patriarch if he was kind of seeing? I raised this question once before, which I thought was somewhat relevant, that there's some disciples of patriarchs and masters have to be certified.
Certified
verified by a higher authority before the person is accepted.
Before you you have full confidence in yourself, you will not be certified by anyone. Even though someone say you are good, it doesn't mean anything. So your confidence is fast. There is no other way to be confidential to in yourself. We are not talking about something very difficult. If we are quite sincere with ourselves and selves, and if we are if we are aware of our idol practice and ashamed of it, that's the way. Even though we are not perfect, if we are aware of our imperfection, that is good. Very good. That is very good. And after trying, to polish ourselves until we think it is we are allowed we will be allowed by our patriarchs, by Buddha, and by our teacher. Then you are pretty good. Not perfect, but pretty good.
Sensei, what is sashi?
Hmm?
What is sashi? The sense is walking sashi.
Sashi?
Shashu.
This is shashu. I don't know, I'm sorry. Actually, really, I don't know. I get accustomed to this way. No. Pretty early in my age, so I didn't think what it was. I'll find out by dictionary, but there is usually there's many interpretations. We may forget.
Sir, is it the evidence that you have your fingers like this instead of...
That if I do like this, it's not good. It should be like that.
I know it's harder to do it that way. I've been trying to do it that way.
But it should be like this. This is not good. Maybe when I'm talking, my fingers may be like this. This is not good. Should be like this.
Are your forearms on your legs?
Bishop Yamada told us to do like this. But for someone, this is better. But for someone, I think this is better, not to rest your hands on your side. That is Japanese, quite Japanese expression. Tangawahame. Maybe so. We have many ways of expression for one truth. I couldn't understand actually what you said just now. What did you me? One?
Well, when I'm doing Dzogchen, it seems as though sometimes I have this experience of non-outflowing, you know, that I, it's all staying right within me.
Outpouring, I see.
You know, when I see, I feel like I'm looking outward, and I feel, so when I'm doing well then, though that was brought back inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought perhaps this is what they meant by non-outflowing, being able to control the outflow of your energy.
Yeah, outflow. That is opposite, you know, to our way. Outflow comes out your energy from your whatever it is, body or mind. You should be one, a soul or existence when you sit. There is no outside or no inside when you sit. Can you do you accept this expression?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So outflowing, it is not even to see inward. It is just to sit. No inside or no outside. Just one existence.